Good morning and welcome to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post, and every Saturday morning, we bring in interesting people from the area of local businesses and organizations that impact our community. And in our second hour, another family-owned business, well-known auto dealer group here in the area, from a single dealership in downtown Galesburg to a multi-store auto group. Please welcome our guests from Yem Auto Group, Sarah Yem, and from the service department at Yem, Michelle Batson. Thank you both for joining us this morning on Galesburg Live.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, really excited. Yem has been such a friend to our radio stations and of course, the entire community for so many years. So it's really nice to have you guys in here to learn a little bit more about this family-owned business. And so we wanted to kind of take it back to the beginning of how this all started, how Yem came into existence.
Well, after my grandfather, Dick Yem, got back from World War II and graduated from Kansas State, he worked at Butler Manufacturing for a short time. And while he was there, Lee Wright of Wright Allensworth Chevrolet, the Chevy dealer in town at the time, mm-hmm. he was recruiting my grandpa Dick to come and sell cars for him. And when my grandpa finally decided to do so, it was kind of the time of a transition where Lee Wright was selling the dealership to Jeff Good. So by the time my grandpa started, it was already Jeff Good Chevrolet. So, yeah, so he started selling cars there at Jeff Good, and he started in 1951.
1951. He worked there for with Jeff
he
Good?
He was there for 10 years before he actually bought in and became an owner with Ray Weaver. So in 1961, they were down there at 247 East Simmons Street. And I think it's now a parking lot. But
it used to be?
Used to be the dealership.
Weaver
Yem Chevrolet.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Did they have Buick at that time?
No.
No.
So at that time, it was Weaver Yem Chevrolet, and they were at 247 East Simmons until they started building a new dealership and at 2195 North Henderson in 1969 is, I think, when they started the construction. So built the new building there, and actually we just found this past week a newspaper insert from May 7th of 1970.
The
grand opening of this new store occurred.
Incredible.
So it was really neat. There's many pages of featuring my grandpa and Ray Weaver and the various the sales team and service team and parts team and pictures of the new dealership and we laughed. There was a picture of receptionists.
That looked like the pink ladies from Greece. It was fabulous.
They're all lined up in matching jackets. And
I like the giveaways. They were giving away a 20 cubic inch refrigerator. And then Gates, it said specifically, Gates Tires. They
yes.
were giving
Gates
away.
Gates Tires,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So it was really neat.
It was fun.
Kind of a flashback, and it was cool to find that.
Did they talk about, did your dad or your grandpa ever talk about why they chose that area out there on Henderson Street?
Well,
was the 34 bypass already there?
I don't
did they
know.
Ever mention?
Born in 92.
Yeah,
I'm not
I know.
Sure.
I don't know, actually.
I know, you know, town was kind of growing that way, and there was a lot of space out there. But I don't know for sure. So, but they opened that new building in 1970, and then in 1981, they picked up Chrysler and Plymouth.
Okay.
Lines, so kind of started to add new manufacturer lines over the years. So in 91, then they picked up Jeep. It was Jeep Eagle at the time.
Jeep Eagle. Yeah, I remember that. Oh boy.
And then in 94, just a few years after I was born, my grandpa Dick and my dad Rick bought the Weavers out, and it became Yem Chevrolet Chrysler Jeep.
Yeah.
So. A few years later after that, in 2001, they picked up the Buick line from Bob Weaver. And then in 2004, Pontiac and GMC. And in 2013, when they bought Lakus for Dodge and Ram, moved the Dodge and Ram lines over to be with the Chrysler and Jeep and kind of marry those brands together.
Boy, do you remember? Of course, you were old enough to remember,
sure.
whether it was just a few years ago. That was a huge undertaking, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually was still in college, so I remember being at school and taking a call from my parents when this kind of was all starting to be talked about, and it was definitely it was a big deal, and I was surprised and excited, and so it was a really exciting time for the family and the dealerships.
Growing up in your family business and the passing of a local legend. We'll continue the conversation with our guests, Sarah Yem and Michelle Batson from Yem Auto Group, when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning and welcome back to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post. And in our second hour, our guests are Sarah Yem and Michelle Batson from Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. When your dad and your grandpa bought the Weavers out and it became Yem Chevrolet Chrysler Jeep, but your dad grew up in the dealership.
He did, yeah. He,
just like you.
He did. I think he started in the cleanup department and he then moved on and worked in the parts room. He worked with the accounting department, in the body shop. I think he was in sales and then as a used car manager and then up to general manager and dealer principal and owner. So he kind of worked his way up and worked in all areas and aspects of the dealership.
Right. Well, he kind of had to. If
sure.
he wanted to be, you know, he had to learn all the parts of this dealership. How did your grandpa and your dad work together? How was their working? It's one thing to be father and son.
Sure.
How is that? I mean,
it was interesting to watch growing up because my grandpa and dad, you know, they'd be at work all day, and I remember at night they'd then be on the phone together late into the night, just talking. And you know, my grandpa, he would never stop. The dealership is just ingrained into him, and he also was a huge talker. And so he, you know, two things that he loved: talking in the dealership, and so he and my dad would be up to all hours, you know, talking about work. And when we'd have family meals, we'd go out to eat, celebrating birthdays. There'd be a time where my grandma Betty and my mom would say, "Okay, enough shop talk. Let's have a family meal."
That's funny you say that your grandpa was a talker. I just had a customer the other day who told me that when he came in for service, he enjoyed seeing Dick, but every time he did, he kind of wanted to run away because he knew that he was going to be there for like an hour and a half talking to your grandpa. He said he just did not stop talking.
That's so funny because I know it's the same way now with my dad. I watched my dad stand in the service drive.
He did it
a few
in the
days
service
ago
drive the other day
for like 2 hours.
For like
somebody.
2 hours, and that poor guy
thought,
stood there.
Oh my gosh! So
it was great.
It's something that's definitely passed down from generation to generation. I don't know if the bug has gotten me yet, but definitely those two.
Right, right. Well, you know, with any family-owned business, it is tough to kind of separate the work from the family thing.
Definitely.
So it's interesting
you
do that. Yeah, that's
long
great.
Hours and you don't ever really, you know,
unhook. There's
you don't
no unhooking.
Yeah, you take it home. It's kind of part of you. So
absolutely. And you joined the dealership in 2014.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
I graduated.
And you grew up in the dealership too.
Correct.
Yeah,
I remember running around with my brother and I apologize to anybody who was driving the lot on Sundays here and there. We would get on the paging system and just wreak havoc. So, we would think it was so fun to hop on the paging system and make announcements to Sunday shoppers. So,
get your car out of here. What are you doing? Hey,
I see you.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. So it was, fun memories of growing up there. And
that's right. Yeah. Any other what are your fondest memories of your grandpa there with the dealership? And I mean, I know there's tons, I'm
sure.
There's
so many. I think my fondest memories with him are once I graduated in 2014 and I moved back, and was working there at the dealership, and he was still alive. And we had about 9 months together from when I graduated and when he passed away. And so it was neat to have three generations under one rooftop.
Yeah.
But it also was really fun. We would have a weekly lunch date, and he would take me out to lunch. Wow. And we would actually go pick up food, and we'd go sit out at Lincoln Park or at Lake Story and talk. And, you know, it was something that I feel is so special. And I'm so grateful that I had those 9 months with him while I, you know, had moved back from school. And so something that I definitely will never take for granted.
Treasured memories right there.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, let's touch upon that. Your grandfather passed away just 3 years ago, almost three
Correct.
Years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago, February 19th. Yes.
Yeah.
But it was a scheduled surgery he knew he had to have. And so it was planned, and he was 89, but he never acted like it. So
that's amazing. I never would have thought that he was 89
yeah,
years old.
Still going into the dealership
yes.
every day. And so,
yeah.
You know, he was very strong and energetic for an 89-year-old.
Yes, he was.
He was always taking care of me, making sure I was, you know, doing well and taken care of. And so
yeah.
When he didn't recover from the surgery, it was a surprise to all of us.
Sure.
And nobody was ready. But at 89, you have to, you know, be appreciative for all those
yeah.
years.
And the community just really just, I'm sure the outpouring of love and support from the community, family, friends, and all that was just probably
Definitely.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. And, you know, with all of the employees and the employees that have known him for so many years, you know, that are no longer with the company, but he made an impact on a lot of people. And so the stories and people coming in and telling me about their memories of my grandpa, it definitely helped us get through that tough time.
Sarah Yem of Yem Auto Group here in Galesburg. New lines, new construction, and continuing the legacy of this family-owned business. When Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning and welcome back to Galesburg Live. It's our last half hour talking with one of the most well-known and respected family-owned businesses in the area. It's hard to remember a time when they weren't here. Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Sarah Yem, she's the third generation to be involved in the family business after her grandfather, Dick Yem, and her father, Rick Yem. And joining us also, Michelle Batson. She's from the service department at Yem Auto Group. Thank you both for being here this morning on Galesburg Live. And Sarah, you are you joined the organization officially in 2014.
I started on the phones and when I was 14, I think, and
yeah.
Helped a little in the office. But after graduation, I started in service. I was answering the phones, scheduling appointments. We started a customer care center for sales and service. So they handle the inbound calls and inbound internet leads. But personally, I have gotten more involved with our websites and our online presence. So I play a role in our marketing and development side of the business.
Right. You're really taking, it seems like your role is really taking Yem into the new millennium because, again, internet is such a huge part of the automotive sales business.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any business. And it's definitely something that we felt was important for us to be able to continue into the future. And
absolutely. But also, you had some new construction that took some time there on Henderson Street.
Yeah, we did.
Could you tell us about how that came about? That actually something you had to do?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a conversation for many years. The manufacturers don't like to have two different brands under one rooftop. So the GM lines and the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram lines, they wanted those separated.
So yeah.
Separate showrooms and separate service check-ins.
After you've already built the Ford store.
Sure.
You really built that beautiful new showroom there. You had to tackle another project almost around the same time. Is that right?
I think that the Ford store opened in late 2015, and then the new GM building opened in May of 2017.
So it was from one huge project to the other, and you were part of that, all of that too.
Yeah, it was interesting. I learned a lot in the building discussions and all of the planning, and I had no idea all of the decisions and details that went into, you know, putting up a building like that. But it was really interesting, and I appreciated being involved and learning a lot during that process.
Oh, and the Chevrolet store, the GM store is beautiful. Both are beautiful, but the GM store is just beautiful. And it was fashioned after, that's a GM, it was one of their newer models, I guess. Is that
sure.
right?
Sure. Yeah, it's
designs?
Standard design that they require dealers to have. You have a few choices in how you organize the store, but overall, GM kind of tells you this is the floor you're going to have, this is the wall color you're going to have, and so... Yeah, it was quite an undertaking.
And the same thing with the Chrysler store, because once you separated GM from Chrysler, you remodeled the Chrysler store too.
Correct. Yeah. So the new, the original building is now the Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram building. So we're excited to have a showroom dedicated just to those four lines and renovated the front of that original building.
Yeah, again, they look beautiful. They
Thank
really
you very
do.
Much.
It's great. You all, I'm sure you're just very, very proud. And the employees had to be very excited about probably pretty tough while it was being built.
Definitely.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of changes and all that.
We lost a lot of space for the vehicles. So as people remember, the vehicles had to go over to the old Walmart parking lot for a couple months. And it was construction central for some time, but we got through it, and now we're excited. We're not all scrunched into one building because we've got 80 to 90 employees. So it kind of outgrown that original building.
We're talking with Sarah Yim and Michelle Batson from Yim Auto Group. And with the new facilities, there's been a little bit, we kind of chatted off mic here. With that move, not only do you have the separate showrooms, but you've got separate
service
areas.
Check-in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Michelle has been, how long have you been at Yim?
Started July 3rd last year, so almost a year.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't see many, and you and I have talked about this before, and we've put together some radio messages talking about that, but it's pretty unusual to have a female in the service area, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I mean, there are service advisors, but you literally are all about cars, right?
Yeah.
You know your stuff.
Thank you. Well, I kind of grew up in it. My dad kind of encouraged that when I was a kid. I think he expected me to know things, just sort of life skills, but it ended up that it was something he enjoyed, and so we just enjoyed it together, and it just became something that I pursued and found out I loved it too and happened to be good at it. So
absolutely. And you went to school for it. You went to Sandberg.
Yeah, I went to Sandberg. I got my associates in automotive and then also an engine performance certificate. So I was there for, I think it was like 3.5 years because I did the associates first and then the certificate. So it was a really, really great experience.
I love your story. Your first day that you were there, they didn't.
Oh.
You were the only girl in the. In the class, right?
It's so funny. It's so funny that I can remember very minute details of the moment that I walked into the room because I don't know that I've ever been so nervous to do something because I knew, you just know when people are questioning you, even if they don't say it, you know? So there was if you can imagine, it's this tiny room and it is full of chairs, full of like school chairs with the desk on the side. And every single one of them is male. Most of them are either my age or slightly older.
Yeah.
And your teacher is a male. And so you just walk in there and it was just one of those things where you kind of have to fake it till you make it, in that I had to force myself to walk in because I was just so intimidated. But I sat down and it doesn't take long. I mean, once the guys all realize you have the same interests that they do, it's just easy. It just falls into place and you just become one of the guys.
Do you feel like you had to kind of prove yourself a little bit more than?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it probably, I mean, if we had a new student that came in and he was if it was a male, I don't think he'd have to prove his, he's there for as much as I
because they
want
to,
because they want to make sure, like, what exactly is she doing here? Yeah. So
how long is she going to last?
Right. She'll be here for 2 weeks and she'll be gone.
It'll
right.
be too hard.
She'll chip a nail or something.
Yeah. Wow.
No, it was, I actually didn't have very many negative, as I think back, I don't think I had very many negative experiences yet. Once I got into, into the dealership format, and still today, if you can believe that, I still have negative experiences with what men think about what a woman should know or what she does know about cars. So, but I would say overall, most of my experiences are positive because most of the males you run into are like shocked. Mostly it's shock.
Sure.
There's a couple that are just disgusted and don't think that I should be doing it. But I think that most of my experiences have been positive. They're just shocked. Like, well, so how did you get into this? How did this happen? And then you just kind of explain your story and then you just become. Then you can talk shop just like everybody else does.
Michelle Batson is in the service department at Yem Auto Group here in Galesburg. Let's talk about this change after the new building was
the separation.
The separation.
Yeah.
And how that affected your service. And let's talk about the, people were a little confused at first.
Well, now I think there's still some confusion, too, just because it hasn't quite been a year. It's almost a year since the separation. So some people, especially some of the people who don't drive very much, only see us for maybe one service a year or two a year. So there are still some people who haven't been to the new building.
Okay.
I mean, I just had one today who said it was his first time in the building. So I think there's just some confusion where the GM customers go. And the easiest way for me to explain it is we're like butted up right next door to Planet Fitness. The new store is just right next door. So
if you have a Chevrolet, Buick,
GMC. Yes.
That's where you would go for your new vehicle service.
Correct.
And then if you have a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram.
Yes, you go to the we call it the old building, but the original building.
Original,
yeah.
Sure.
I try to get away from calling it the old building. Yeah,
but depending
it's not
on
old,
I can bring my vehicle to either though, right? Can I
say you own a Jeep and you own Chevy Equinox, you need to separate. You need to take your Jeep to the original building, and then you would take your Equinox to the new building.
What if I have a Toyota?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure about the Chrysler side if they see a lot of Toyotas, but we actually do.
Other brands.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you can service
other brands.
Any of them.
I've
had a Toyota. I've had several Toyotas in there. So, I think any of the different brands than we house can go really either place.
That's right.
I had a Fiat the other day.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. State-of-the-art building, too. State-of-the-art facility. You guys really spared no expense when you put this thing together. It's beautiful. The service area, Sarah, is just second to none here around the area.
We were excited to have the ability for customers to pull inside when it's cold,
snowing,
icing, and we had a lot of that this winter. So we were glad that customers were able to, pull inside and get out of their car there and not have to, slip and slide.
I think what's new for people, too, I don't think most people realize, when you can see the trepidation when people come up to the door and they'll kind of creep up and then the door opens up automatically and they're like, do I pull in or don't I pull in? You can always just pull in, even if you don't have an appointment. Just pull in. That way you don't have to get out if it's snowing or raining. It's just easier. It's just easier for people to be able to get out there.
More than just automotive sales and service, this family-owned business is committed to helping this community. As we continue our conversation with Sarah Yem and Michelle Batson from Yem Auto Group, when Galesburg Live returns on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning. Welcome back to Galesburg Live. I'm Chris Post in our final few moments with our friends from Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, Sarah Yem, and also from the service department, Michelle Batson. A few moments ago, we were talking about their service department. You've really put together a great team of service experts there at Yem, Michelle.
We do. We do. We've got, there's myself and there's Andrew Scott, who also is one of the service advisors there. And then Mark Jones. Most people will probably know Mark Jones. Mark's been there forever and ever
Long time, yeah.
There's people that come in all the time that are like, oh, Mark, we haven't seen you for a while. So Mark gets all the love over there. So, yeah, we've got a really great team. We work really well together and it works out really nicely for us.
And you're looking for, you can always use really good people.
We need technicians right now. We, I think we could probably use two or three technicians. We just need hungry people ready to work. That's what we need. So if anybody's looking for an automotive field job, please, please come apply because we need some good people.
That's right. And great service specials going on. We'll do a little commercial for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Great service specials going on for the month of April.
Till the end of April, yeah. April 30th, I think, is the last day. It's there's rebates up to $100 on a set of four tires. And then if you use your GM card, you can double it for $200 on a set of four
tires. Is that easy to sign up for, a GM card? You can sign up there?
Well, it's actually, you can just go online and sign up yourself. It's really simple. It's just like any other credit card. You just sign up and that's it. They send you an email and you can actually, once you receive the email saying you've been approved, you can actually, you don't have to have your card. You can literally just in the they'll give you the number and you can just use it right there.
Excellent. Any other service specials going on or is that the only one?
I think there's one for $10 off a tire pressure monitor. So
nice.
You can get a mail-in rebate on some tire pressure monitors. So, but that's really the only one going on right now. But the tire special that we run, GM usually runs it spring and fall. So this is our really big one. Most of the time, like if we get people during the parts of the year, like the summer or winter, we'll usually direct them, hey, if you can stand to wait, if spring and fall are the best time to buy tires because there you can get really good deals.
Absolutely.
So,
and I think year round is the 30-day price match guarantee.
Yes.
I think that runs year round.
Yes,
so.
We do price match. Yes, if you can find, has to be a written price from another place on the same exact tire, we'll match it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Michelle Batson's with the service department at Yem Auto Group. Sarah Yem grew up in the dealership and now is playing a major role in the future of Yem. One of the things that Yem has always been involved in, we've talked about how they're a fabric of this community. It's not just about selling and servicing vehicles. As a member of this community, Yem has always felt like they have a duty to support the different organizations and I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Yem is usually support from the local schools to
we did polar plunge.
Yeah.
This
I mean,
Michelle was a very brave plunger.
Oh, yes. There were several of us who dressed up in superhero costumes. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yem has sponsored their fundraisers and benefits and charitable organizations. And maybe you could speak a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Sarah.
I mean, community and being involved was something that was very important to my grandpa Dick and my dad Rick has carried that on, and I think it's something that we really truly care about. And the cool thing is that we have employees now that are just as invested and care about being involved in the community as my family does, and that's what makes it easy, because when we have people, I don't have to pull teeth to get employees involved. They're coming to me with ideas, ready to get involved.
Sure. And causes and organizations and all that's that's pretty amazing. That just shows that's hats off to a culture that you've built in your organization that's more than just business. It's community. Really is.
Yeah.
So very nice.
Yeah.
You've got something big coming up this year in 2018.
We do. Yeah. We're excited to bring back the Chevy Youth Baseball. The legendary Ripken Clinic. They travel all over the country, and they are coming to Voyles Field again to offer a free clinic for our local youth. You don't have to be involved in the Galesburg Youth Baseball League to come to this clinic. It's open to boys and girls ages 6 to 14, and special needs participants of all ages are welcome to attend as well. And it's a really neat event, and it's free. So we're excited to have them back, and it'll be Monday, May 14th.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
Well, we have been involved with Chevy Youth Baseball for some time.
Okay.
I know that Chevy Youth Baseball has been partnering with local dealerships for, I think, 13 years at least. But ever since I came back and have been with the dealership, we've been going out and we present a $500 check to the league and then also do test drives to raise another $500. So normally you're able to donate $1,000 to the Galesburg Youth Baseball League. And we're looking to do that again this year with also the additional clinic. So
you've also had several like benefit drives at the dealership before. I've been involved with some of them in the past. What are some of those things that they're involved with over the years?
Well, you kindly joined us and DJed and announced for
That's what it was.
It was our MDA drive to a cure.
MDA drive. That's what it was.
That was actually that was over 2 years
that's
ago
two,
now.
2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah. So that has flown by. But so we donated money to MDA for every car sold. And I think at the end of that month, we had raised $16,000 through donations for every car sold. And then also for the event that you attended friends, family, the community, they really they supported and It was really exciting to be able to present that check to MDA, and it's something that is close to home and close to my heart as I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 13. Yeah, we enjoy supporting our employees and causes that they're invested in, and Tanya Antoine has been really involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so we've gotten involved with the Bulls for Kids' Sake and the Putt and Crawl events that they hold every year, and we also were excited to do the Polar Plunge because actually Tomas Diaz, one of our salespeople, he saw the flyer in my office and he said, "I'd do that." And I thought you would,
and then Tomas jumped in.
The rest of us into it. He came into the service drive and he said, "Do you want to do this Polar Plunge with me?" And I was like, "Oh, what is it?" And he's like, "Well, just put your name here." And I'm like, "Okay." So I did, and then he was like, "Oh, okay. So we're gonna jump into Lake Story." And I was like, "What?"
Yeah, the radio station had a team. I said, "No chance am I doing that."
Yeah, it was fun though. We had a good time. It was fun. We'd do it again.
The Galesburg Christian School auction that you guys were correct, a part of this year, that was an enormous thing. And so there's all those types of things you're involved in. And so thank you from the community. Thank you for everything you guys do. We're talking with Sarah Yem and Michelle Batson from Yamato Group. In our last few minutes here, let's talk about the future of Yem.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at people like Michelle, it makes me so excited for the future. And knowing that we have an incredible team, I think we're really building a fantastic team of people.
I have felt in the recent months that we're building a really good team. Mm-hmm. So I really look forward to continuing all the extra work that we do, and I really enjoy I feel like every time I come up with a silly or quirky idea, you're always warm and inviting, like, okay, well, let's figure out how to do that then. So it makes it easy for us to all come up and brainstorm ideas. So
when you find employees that care and that are invested and they care about the customers as much as we do, it just makes me so excited to know that our customers are taken care of and that we have a future in this community and being really proud of what we can offer here.
Sarah Yem, Michelle Batson, thank you both for being a part of Galesburg Live this morning, and hope you come back again real soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
That does it for Galesburg Live today. Join us again next Saturday and every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 for 2 hours of great conversations with interesting people from the area. Reminder, you can access our archives to listen to past Galesburg Live interviews by going to WGIL.com. I'm Chris Poston. Have a great weekend.